When you think of a business idea, whether it comes from a passion, a tragedy, or some other source, there will probably already be competitors in the industry. Last class, we learned that you can differentiate your business by providing different value. Another great strategy you can use is a price-quality graph. The price-quality graph will show you a part of the industry that may be underserved. This part of the market is called a niche. Even if you aren't the first to think of a business idea, that doesn't mean you can't find a way to turn your idea into a profitable business. To use the price-quality graph, first plot an X and Y axis on a piece of paper. Label the X axis quality and label the Y axis price. On the top of the graph, write down an industry. Now add all of the competitors you know in that industry to the graph based on their price and quality. For example, let's say you choose to graph the automotive industry. Start with the company Ferrari. First look at the x-axis labeled quality. The farther right you go down the x-axis, the higher the quality of the car company. Since Ferrari is one of the highest quality car companies, we will go all the way down the x-axis. Now, look at the y-axis labeled price. The higher up you go on the y-axis, the higher the price of the car company. Since Ferrari is a very expensive car company, we will go all the way up the y-axis. After analyzing the x and y-axis, we can decide to plot the name Ferrari on the top right of the price-quality graph. Most companies fall into predictable positions on the graph, but you may need to do more research. Once you've plotted all the companies in the automotive industry, circle the empty areas on the graph. These are niches in the industry. Can a business be successful on the top left of the graph? Yes. These type of businesses usually sell their products or services by providing the value of exclusivity or have celebrity promotions. Think of the clothing industry.